This is an RNIB talking book.
An Infamous Army by Georgette Heyer.
9757 An Infamous Army by Georgette Heyer. In 1815, beneath the aegis of the Army of Occupation, Brussels is the gayest town in Europe, and the widow, Lady Barbara Child, renowned for being as outrageous as she is beautiful, is at the centre of all that is fashionable and light-hearted. When she meets Charles Audley, dashing aide-de-camp to the great Duke of Wellington himself, her joie de vivre knows no bounds, until the eve of the fateful Battle of Waterloo.
By kind permission of Peter Jansen Smith. This book, first published in Great Britain in 1937 by William Heinemann Limited, is copyright. The copyright owners have allowed the book to be recorded without fee by the Royal National Institute for the Blind's Talking Book Service, England. No unauthorized broadcasting, public performance, or copying is permitted. The recording of this book was made possible by a donation dedicated to the memory of Mrs. L. M. Pratt from her family and friends. This book has 26 chapters, and it's read by Patricia Hughes.
An Infamous Army by Georgette Heyer. A short quotation from Wellington to Lieutenant General Lord Stewart, GCB, on the 8th of May, 1815. I have got an infamous army, very weak and ill-equipped, and a very inexperienced staff. Introduction by Rosemary Sutcliffe. For me, the Regency novels, Miss Georgette Heyer, have always been perfect reading.